Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Naubin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Dimapur police arrests all seven accused in December 17 assault case. Union Home Minister Amit Shah calls for mapping demographic data along India-Myanmar border. Union Health Minister JP Nadda seeks support of states, union territories on anti-TB campaign. And India Meteorological Department issues dense fog warnings for Nagaland, other parts of Northeast. Now the news in detail. Dimapur police have arrested all seven individuals accused in connection with the assault of three persons at Thaiko village in the early hours of December 17. The police also seized the two weapons, one AK-47 rifle and one pistol, which were allegedly used for threatening and assaulting the victims. Police said a regular case under relevant sections of law has been registered at Suburban Police Station Dimapur on 17 December and intensive investigation is ongoing. Commissioner of Police Dimapur Kevithutha Sofi addressed a press conference on the matter.
After the initial collision, like what you heard was the two persons in the scooty, they initially demanded that their scooty should be repaired and then come and take the Alto car. Later on, what you heard is like the two persons riding the scooty, they called their friends, which happens to be carders from the Kantur Lake group. They came and then they took them to a certain house.
Dimapur police have thanked all organizations, particularly the Thaiko Village Council, for assistance in swiftly apprehending all the accused individuals. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has called for mapping demographic data of people along the India-Myanmar border, especially in Nagaland, Mizoram and Manipur, to help in fencing of the border and deterring infiltration. The Home Minister was speaking at the 12th meeting of the Northeastern Space Applications Center NESAC Society in Agartala yesterday. He said there is a need to carry out a comprehensive survey in the border areas. The Home Minister also emphasized the need for extensive mapping for mineral, oil and coal reserves in the northeastern states to enable the region to financially benefit from royalties received for these resources. Mr. Shah urged the NESAC Society to focus on forest area development and map floods in the northeastern states. As the year winds down and the days grow shorter, there's a special magic that fills the air. It's the sound of bells chiming, the glow of twinkling lights, and the warmth of family gathering close. Christmas is near. Preparations are in full swing to celebrate the joyous occasion of Christmas, which marks the birth of Jesus Christ. Celebrated by people across faiths, the festival brings everyone together to reflect on the values of love, kindness, and compassion. In Nagaland, the scenic hills and vibrant towns have transformed into festive havens as communities and families deck their homes, churches, and streets with Christmas trees, illuminated stars, and decorative lights. Today, we take you to Wokha district to find out how the people there are preparing to welcome the birth of Jesus Christ.
In Wokha, Christmas preparations are in full swing, filling the town with excitement and joy. As residents prepare their homes, they are also nurturing their hearts, embracing the spirit of giving and unity that makes the holidays so meaningful. We spoke with a local resident to find out how she's getting ready for Christmas.
With Christmas just around the corner, Wokha is buzzing with excitement. Our district is beautifully decorated and every corner is filled with festive cheer. Families and friends are gathering for bonfires, exchanging gifts and spreading love. Churches are organizing special programs to share the message of Christmas and remind us the true meaning of it. It is a special and wonderful time to be in Wokha and I can't wait to experience the warmth and joy of this Christmas season.
The warmth and community spirit of the season continues to be alive in Wokha too. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the Christmas celebrations in New Delhi tomorrow. The event is being hosted by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India. The Prime Minister will interact with key leaders from the Christian community, including cardinals, bishops and prominent lay leaders of the church. This is the first time the Prime Minister will attend such a program at the headquarters of the Catholic Church in the country. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, Air News Alerts and AIR Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister JP Nadda has sought the support of states and union territories towards the ongoing 100-day intensified TB elimination campaign. The union minister said this during a virtual meeting with chief ministers and health ministers of all states and UTs On the matter yesterday, Mr. Nadda urged the states and UTs to monitor the campaign at the state level and ensure the same is done at the district levels as well. He also encouraged involving other ministries and departments as well as the support of members of legislative assemblies and councils to ensure community mobilization. Noting that states already have nearly 2 months' stock of TB medicines, the Union Health Minister said the centre is working towards ensuring advance stock of at least 6 months is available for states. Nagaland Health Minister P. Paiwang Konyak also attended the meeting. Central Consumer Protection Authority CCPA has imposed a penalty of 2 lakh rupees on a competitive exam coaching institute for advertising misleading claims regarding results of the Union Public Service Commission UPSC examination 2023. The CCPA has ordered the institute to discontinue the misleading advertisement with immediate effect. In a statement, the Consumer Affairs Ministry said the institute's advertisement claimed 13 students in top 100, 28 students in top 200, and 39 students in top 300 in UPSC Civil Services Examination 2023, which is misleading. During the investigation, it was found that the institute offers more than 50 courses and most of the claimed successful students took a subject which comes into play after clearing preliminary examination. Meanwhile, the ministry added that the institute also used IAS in its advertisements and letterheads, creating a deceptive impression that the person who is owning the institution is or was an IAS officer. The Department of Consumer Affairs will launch Jago Grahak Jago app, Jagriti app and Jagriti dashboard on Tuesday on the occasion of National Consumer Day 2024. These apps aim to enhance the capability of the CCPA in taking slow motor action against dark patterns. The Jago Grahak Jago app aims to provide essential e-commerce information about all URLs during a consumer's online activities, alerting them if any URL may be unsafe. The Jagriti app will allow users to report URLs where they suspect the presence of illegal patterns. The reports will be registered as complaints to the CCPA for possible redressal and subsequent action. India has condemned the horrific attack in Magdeburg, Germany that has reportedly killed 5 people and injured over 200. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement described the incident as a horrific and senseless attack at a Christmas market. 7 Indian nationals were also injured in the attack. The Indian mission in Germany is in touch with all those injured in the attack. The incident occurred Friday evening when a car rammed into a crowded market which was full of shoppers buying things for Christmas. And for some weather report, India Meteorological Department has issued dense fog warnings for Nagaland and other parts of Northeast till the 24th of December. It said dense fog conditions are very likely to prevail during late night and early morning hours in isolated pockets of Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. Further, the weather authority also cautioned that ground frost conditions are very likely in isolated pockets of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the period. IMD also forecast a dry spell for the states this week. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Dimapur police arrest all 7 accused in December 17 assault case. Union Home Minister Amit Shah calls for mapping demographic data along India-Myanmar border. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda seeks support of states, union territories on anti-TB campaign. And India Meteorological Department issues dense fog warnings for Nagaland and other parts of the Northeast. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. We will be back with English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.